What's poppin', congregation? It's time for another episode of Scam Goddess. This is the podcast that's all about fraud, honey, and cons. If you're new, hello, welcome to the congregation. Guys, y'all are buying the merch and it's hella cute. Do you love it? I tried to make it hella cute and not just an advertisement for the show. I wanted it to be vibes. I wanted it to be trend. I wanted it to be runway, high fashion criminal, honey. Okay, if you have the wardrobe, if you get it, post it, tag Scam Goddess. I will repost it. I love you guys so much. Y'all are the shit. Guys, I am so what? Excited. Yes, you guys know. You know the vibes here. I'm excited for today's guest, and I really fucking am. I always am, y'all. I get the best guests. Like, yo, I had to hunt this hoe down. I had to hunt her down. I scammed her to get her on the podcast. She's a fucking icon. She's an influencer. She's a fucking writer. She's a comedian. She is the moment, honey. Follow her on Twitter at Jenny Yang TV if you need all the things, okay? Because, honey, when I tell you she got all the things from Black Lives Matter, from Asian, Pacific Islander, everything that is going on, honey, from the tea, from the news, from also Tessa Thompson with her threesome relationship with yes. Rita Ora and Tati Waititi. I can't say that nigga's name. Tati Waititi, honey. Like, she got everything, honey. Like, I live for her. She gives me, like, updates on the emails, honey, for her shows and shit, and it's very cute, and I be tuning in. That's the only update that I haven't, like, unsubscribed from, because I'm like, what is Jenny Yang up to? Jenny motherfucking Yang, honey. Yeah, I'm coming in hot today. What's up,
y'all? Oh my God, so hot. I'm so hype already. What are we doing? We're doing a show. I'm ready.
We're doing a show. And I wish, like, y'all could see her background. Hold on, I'm about to take a picture. I'm gonna post this, and y'all will remind me to post it on the scam story, because y'all get on my nerves, but I just took a picture. She's so fucking cute. Her background's so fucking cute. I cannot deal. But guys, Jenny Yang is on the motherfucking show today.
Oh, Jenny. My God, Diva Lacey. Diva Lacey. I'm here for you, for anything you do. Ever since Trap Improv, I was out there.
Yo, we're going to tour Trap Prov at some point in my life. Yes. Because it was such a fun show. It was so many fun comedians. So if you don't know about Trap Prov, Trap Prov is a show that we do live where it's funny ass comedians doing live improv and bits and like games, basically like, whose line is it anyway, but for like ratchet ass people. We give out free weed and Limeritas, and there's a band, live band, and a DJ, and it's very fucking fun. So Jenny, I have to ask you, what is your relationship with scams? It can be good, it can be bad, you can love them, you can hate them, we don't care. I'm all over the gamut on this show, so. Yeah.
Well, you know, when it comes to scams, I am a fan of consuming the news. It's messed up. I know there's victims involved. You know, it's the way I like true crime. This is just like another offshoot of my obsession with true crime. I like the murder. I like the gore. Sometimes I like the white collar financial scammy kind of gore. You know what I mean? Like I like to know the kind of sociopaths and what
they
have
Martin
in them.
We love a Martin Scorsese moment, you know? Like, I got on fucking Clubhouse when that woman wrote that article that was really, like, went viral about her being in love with Martin Scorsese. And then she got on Clubhouse, and I got to ask her questions on Clubhouse, and it was fucking wild. That bitch is crazy, and I love her. She's a messy bitch.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, sometimes we wish we could just do whatever the fuck we want and take advantage of people and not have a conscience. Some of us. But I don't. But that's why sometimes I'm fascinated, okay, by like other people who just don't have that part of their brain or their soul. But
so you're like a scam voyeur. You're like,
I am, yes.
There's this reference that I do all the, not on the show, I don't think I've ever done this, but a reference that I do in real life to when the first time I watched porn was with my cousins in our uncle's refurbished garage. No, it was actually really fun. I don't know why. No. I think it's because it was like Cinemax porn. It wasn't like OD, like, you know, like the real porn where they're like fucking. So it's just like titties and like a man's butt. And like, it was something called Sex Court. And we were watching that and like, so Sex Court, they had like the chambers, you know, like the judge's chambers or whatever. So like the lawyer woman went into the judge's chambers and she was like, I need a deposition or some shit, you know? And they started fucking, but then there was like a woman who was like the court reporter or something who was outside of the room who was looking in from the door, and she started looking in, and then she started rubbing her coochie, and I was like, yo, this is
me. That's me. That's me looking at scams. But I have been subject to a couple scams, I have to say. When I was 21 and very vulnerable,
okay.
Like a good friend of mine tried to sell me into some multi-level marketing, like straight up, like played on my emotions. Like, don't you care about your immigrant parents? Don't you want them to feel proud of you?
That's yes. Trying to play you on the immigrants front? No. What? Okay, what was the MLM? What was the product?
I don't even remember what it was. Don't you think they deserve more? It was like paying $6,000 into something. And then eventually he like swindled me into showing up at some party. He like talked up the head of it. Like this like totally dorky looking guy that like, he looked like the way Elon Musk looks. Like Elon Musk grew up just awkward.
Well, Jenny, you're a hot ass bitch. You're very sexy. And I imagine at 21, still so sexy. So he was like, let me get this sexy ass bitch to show up at this party and validate my scams. Like, yes.
No, so he was showing me to the head of the multi-level marketing, you know, pyramid, who rolled up in like a Testarossa or a Lamborghini or something. Just everyone was like, ooh. Like it was a whole dog and pony show. Is that the word? I'm an immigrant. I don't know how to use
perfect.
Those words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, this is supposed to impress me? No, you're not getting my $6,000. It was emotional. I was like, why are you trying to like play on my heartstrings? Like,
I'm glad you didn't give up the coins. But also like, where are you? Like, where are your family? Like, where's your family from?
I was born in Taiwan, but I grew up in Torrance down here in Los Angeles. And I was 21 and living in my parents' house.
Are both your parents Taiwanese?
Yes, like Chinese mainland and Taiwanese.
Okay, and then what was he?
He was Filipino, and he was like, he was trying to be like,
we're both Asian, we got that Asian, you know, vibe. And then he tried to scam you being like, oh, your parents are immigrants, like, come on, you gotta help them out, like, wow.
Exactly, don't they deserve more? And I was like, I don't even remember what we were gonna be selling. Like, it could have been.
No. Because it didn't matter. Because it was all about the emotion. He got you with the emotion.
Yes.
One of my best friends, Shireen, she is from Bangladesh. And, like, she has immigrant parents. And we always bonded because I've known her since I was 9 years old. We bonded because my parents were very, like, aggro Black Americans. You know, we're slaves, our, you know, descendants. But her family was immigrants, and we bonded because they had the same kind of vibe of like, y'all can't go nowhere. Y'all can't do nothing if it's not school related.
Yes.
And like, so we like my 16th birthday party, they were on the balcony of our house, like watching everybody at the party and like not letting us have no real fun. They were not letting us have no booty dancing or nothing, honey. Like that was my vibe. So we always bonded because it was like our parents don't let us do nothing but go to each other's houses because they know each other. So I know
that's
when
amazing.
It's like someone's tugging on your parent heartstring and you're like,
yes.
Oh, okay, like I'll do it.
It's not fun. And then recently I got an email that was sent to me from, I guess, the king and queen of Sweden that was like, hey, we're going to have this big... We're recruiting influencers for this big ball. You get a $10,000 wardrobe budget. You can invite four of your friends. We're going to fly you over here and you're going to meet the royalty of Sweden. And I was like, the fuck is this?
We ain't never heard about no king and queen of Sweden. That's like somebody be like, hey, y'all, we got the king and queen of Arkansas. Okay, it's going to be some armadillos there. We're going to give y'all a budget. Like, what? The only king and queen we know is the British monarchy, which is a scam. Because them niggas are a scam. They're like, oh, if we just be a living painting, if we just be the living, you know, museum of old-timey shit, then people will allow us to not work ever and pay all of our bills on the city. And, like, that's what they're fighting for.
Yes.
And, like, that's why I love Queen fucking... What's her motherfucking name? Queen
Elizabeth?
Is that her name?
If there's any British people listening, just forgive Lacey.
What's the old-ass bitch?
We're Americans. We don't give a fuck. Yeah, I think so.
We're
just Americans trying to figure out the royal family.
We are.
All I care about is my Princess Meghan. You know what I mean? That's all I care about.
Oh, Princess Meghan, a hot ass bitch and a smart ass bitch. So Meghan's a scammer, yo. That wasn't an accident. She be in all these interviews, but I have some secret insider friends who know her and like, I can't say who they are, but like, that shit was not an accident. Like she was like, I'm gonna marry this nigga Harry. And she did like... Harry always liked a fucking hot-ass Black bitch. He was all hugged up with Michelle Obama. We knew he was going to end up with a nigga. And, like, she plotted. And I love that bitch for that. And then she'd be like, I don't read the tabloids. And I'm like, bitch, I know you read the tabloids. why you lying?
Listen, but she opened the right briefcase for herself.
She's my princess. And she then she got the that correct. Nigga. Then she Brexited with that nigga and was like, no, we're going back to America, honey. But okay, so you are an observer of scams.
I do. I am. Generally am.
You're smart. You're very like...
Knock on wood. I don't want to be a victim of it, but yeah.
And look, I'm a smart person too, and I get victimized by scams. So I don't want you guys to think that if you got victimized by a scam that you're not smart. It's just sometimes they catch you at the right time. They catch you at that despo meter point where you need something. And it just is kismet. But mm-hmm. I love that you were like, went to this party with this guy, and then you were like, I'm not giving you $6,000.
No.
No, honey. So let's get into it. Our first segment is What's Hot in Fraud? This is where we warn listeners about what scams are popping in the streets, or more often than not these days, we read one of your letters and get the tea. As always, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Yes, okay? So our listeners today, Jenny, I need you to give me a fake name for this letter.
Okay. Janae.
Janae. I like that. It's like very close to Jenny and Janae. Yes. So Janae says, peace and blessings from a member of the congregation. Yes, Janae. Okay. Amen. A scam. Okay. I work at a credit union, and a scam we've been seeing quite a bit lately has been done using our ATMs. Ooh, I love a financial scam.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, FDIC approved. We love it. There are a few of our ATMs that are older and don't have the smart deposit feature. I'm doing air quotes. Y'all can't see that, but I'm doing them. Meaning that they put some money or a check in an envelope and someone has to open up the ATM every day and pull those deposits out and process them. Oh, that's very old timey. That's horse and buggy. Okay.
Yeah.
And I talk about horse and buggy hours on the show. Y'all know after 2 a.m. if I'm driving, like I will speed through a red light. I'll look both ways. But if there's no cars coming, honey, I'm not about to wait at a red light and it's 2 a.m. and nobody's coming. Bold. It's horse and buggy hours. That's horse and buggy hours, okay?
In Los Angeles, very bold.
Yeah. I've only gotten pulled over once for it because I did a left-hand turn from, like, the third right lane. And they were like, bitch, are you drunk? And I was like, nah, I'm from Texas. And they were like, okay. And they let me go.
That makes sense.
So it says, our system puts the deposit on a 2-day hold. And once we pull the envelopes and verify the amounts, we release the holds. What kind of bank is this, honey? Bank of America? They don't give me my funds. Sometimes I deposit really large checks and they'll be like, girl, give us 10 days. I'm like, what? Give me my money. They're like, no, girl, we got to verify every coin in this because, like, bitch, when did you start making money? Like, we don't, what is this? You, bitch, you've
been
poor.
Have you seen a Black Lady sketch show? Have you seen a Black Lady sketch show?
Listen, I've had Bank of America since I was 16 because my mama got me a bank account. And then, like, she's still connected to my bank account, which is aww, hella weird. But I won't stop it because my mom is my momager. And I'm like, it's fine. They were like, bitch, when did you start making money? You've been poor. Like, what's happening? You got a check? We're going to take 16 days to verify.
It's like when you spend $10 and fraud protection calls you for your credit card. You're like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. They're like, bitch, when did you start liking beef jerky? Like, beef jerky, bitch, that's not your vibe. Like, you had a rest stop getting beef jerky? That's not you. Like, I'm like, I took a trip. I did a road trip. They're like, no, you didn't. So our system, you know, puts it on the deposit for like a 2-day hold. Like, and then once we pull out the envelopes and verify the amounts, we release the hold. Well, someone has figured out that you can enter an amount to put in the ATM for a deposit and pretend to put in an envelope in the machine. Because nothing was actually put in the machine, we have no way of knowing immediately that that kind of deposit was done on the account. So basically somebody was like, oh, hey girl, I'm gonna put in a blank envelope and say, this is the amount. And then that amount is going to get cleared.
For at least a few days.
This must be like a private bank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because Bank of America don't play this shit. They're like, girl, we'll give you $300. You could deposit $50,000. And they're going to be like, we'll give you $300. And you work with that while we figure out if you're poor. You know? So.
For 3 days, you're balling, though. For three days during the lag time.
Balling. And that lag time. Fundamental, okay? So it takes a couple of days for the accounts to catch up for the accounting department to make sure everything balances. By then, the money has released and this person has gotten free money.
until we find out and reverse the deposit, pulling them into the negative. Literally today, oh, wow, okay, Janae, today, I had a lady try it, and our collections department got our money back and closed her account. No games being played at the credit union. Wow. Yeah, I knew it was a credit union, because I was like, union? This ain't a... I was like, Bank of America is trifling. Like, Bank of America be giving me fees that I'm like, bruh, they be like account maintenance. I'm like, nigga, this shit is online. What maintenance are y'all doing? Y'all wiping the money? Y'all dusting it off? Like, what maintenance?
The biggest scammers are banks, okay?
The biggest, because they take your money and they're like, hey, if you don't use your money, we'll give you like interest on your money. But like, don't use your money because we're using your money and we're giving it to other people. So like, don't be weird about it. Like, we're giving it to people for loans. So like, don't be weird about it and don't use your money. Oh, you're spending so much money. What's wrong with you? Leave the money in the bank, girl. Scam.
Yes.
Keep your money under your mattress.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Gold. Just invest in 24K. It's how the Chinese do it.
And I love Janae because she says at the end, there's probably some sort of glitch in the system that needs to be fixed to stop this from happening. But that's above my pay grade. So, and then she puts her hands up and they're like, well, it's above me. Like, yes, Janae, it's above you, sis. I talk about this in corporations all the time. I'm like, bro, do what your job description is. Don't start doing extra unless they paying you extra. Don't do extra. Now, I will say it does bump me sometimes because like, I'll be talking to salespeople and stuff, and I'm like, they are doing the minimum. And then I'm like, well, I love that for them, but I'm also like, can you work harder? But I'm also like, I love that for you. It's hard. I'm torn. I'm like, I love that you're like clocking in and clocking out and not doing shit, but I'm also like, but I need you to work harder for me.
Yeah. Can you resolve my problem?
So, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back. Scams! Back. And guys, it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Jenny with a famous caper con criminals, group of criminals. I don't know. Maybe we love them. Maybe we hate them. We don't know yet. And we'll get her opinions all throughout. Yes.
I'm ready.
All right. So today we're talking about from 1978 to 1996, Action Park, okay, was an amusement and water park that drew millions from New York City and surrounding areas to its tiny suburb of Vernon Township, New Jersey. I love New Jersey. They're ripe for scams. Oh, I love a New Jersey scam. It was marketed as the world's greatest water park at the time, but in reality, it was an extremely dangerous facility responsible for 5 deaths. Oh, oh no.
Oh no.
And countless injuries. Ooh, ouch. Oh no. It was owned by a con man run by teenagers. Look, there's a joke in some TV show. I can't remember. I think it's Bob's Burgers. But like talking about how teenagers be running amusement parks. Still to this day, teenagers be running amusement parks. And so you're getting on a ride that could kill you. And a 14-year-old is moving the levers.
Yeah. A 14-year-old who's getting paid $8 an hour. Who could care the fuck less about your life.
They're like on the apps, they're doing TikTok dances and you might die. Like, it's just the reality of amusement parks. So it was a home to series of money laundering schemes and shady money. Ooh, fake money? Listen, honey. Oh. Making it a bunch of scams masquerading as a functioning theme park. And I just want to pull over real quick because we all know the anniversary of the George Floyd thing just passed. And, like, that whole thing happened because he was paying with a counterfeit $20 bill. I just want to say, I bartended in New York, and we got taught about fake money. I knew how to scratch it and feel the edges. I had the pen, because sometimes the pen ain't accurate, because the pen will wipe, and the pen will wipe on the money. People got, you know, very faceted in technology. So there was a lot of ways that we could find a fake bill. And then when we found fake bills, we would just be like, hey, this is fake. I'm keeping it. And that was that. We didn't call the police. We didn't fucking be ratchet and fucked up. Like, just be like, it's fake. You're not getting it back. Like, so like that weirdo shit, I don't fuck with that weirdo shit. Like, you don't need to call the police if you find a fake bill. You take the bill. And then if the person is like being disgruntled or extra, maybe, but like, no. Especially if you're a person of color, don't call the police. They might shoot you. Like, just let them go. But like, people get fake bills all the time and it's not their fault. They don't know any better. So like, yeah. It's not right to be like, oh, you're a bad person automatically because you have a fake bill. You don't know. Like they might have gotten that and not known. It mm-hmm. happens. So, you know, scratch the edges. There should be a ribbed edge on a 20. 20s are the most fake counterfeited bill. So, like, scratch the edges, put it up in the light, make sure the old dead white man racist, who was probably a slaver and a rapist, like, make sure he looks normal, and then go about your day. So, there's a YouTube video of Action Park that I want you to see, Jenny, and we're going to pull that up right now. And yep. I'll post this on Insta. Guys, remind me to post it on Insta. So this is Action Park. This is a TV commercial from 1983. Wow, honey. Let's see.
There's no other park like it.
Okay.
When it's hot out, this is a great place to spend the day with your family. Lots of big things for little kids today.
Yo.
I love Action Park because it's so beautiful.
Pause. So let me tell y'all about Action Park real quick. Y'all gonna see it when I post it, but this shit is in the woods. And they got these little white babies shooting out of a very fast kind of like volcano water slide into some fucking muddy ass pond water. Talk about it's a park. Like, a park is supposed to be constructed. A park is supposed to be like Six Flags. It's supposed to be like they make the pool that you yes. shoot out of the water slide from. This is a park where basically somebody was like, oh, it's a pond here. Let's set up some slides. And it's ratchet as fuck. They shooting out these little white babies into this muddy ass creek water. These babies gonna get some ear infections. Oh my God. Keep playing it. Lord Jesus. Oh my God. The baby just fell in the water all aggressive. Oh my God, the kids are falling aggressively.
They got a little. Rides in the
these aren't even slides, they look like sewage pipes.
They do! Did they repurpose sewage pipes? Oh my God! Okay.
Oh, I love that the opening guy, by the way, the opening guy looks like an Italian Jackie Chan, just FYI. When you look at the video, he looks like an Italian Jackie Chan. I'm like, okay, New Jersey's got Italian Jackie Chans going to janky ass water parks.
Italian Jackie Chan. Oh, I'm weak. Also, I don't know who edited this video and who watched it and thought this was a good idea. But like when you go on a water slide, you're supposed to slide into the water and it's fun. When I tell you these fucking kids and people are being dropped into this fucking water like cannon bombs, like they're being dropped like this is fucking Hurricane Harbor. Like
it is a 20-foot drop. It is a 20-foot drop. Like, how are you going to put your little one?
You know when you watch diving on Olympics and they're always like, oh, the least splash means you're so good. When I tell you they splashing all the water out this pond and it looks like it hurts every time they're dropping some in the water. Why would they post this?
Oh, what a scam. That is a true scam right there, is putting up some sewage pipes, throwing your toddler down a slide and calling it a water park.
And also everyone who's talking in this commercial looks like they're in a cult. They're like, I love this water park. Blink, blink, blink. This water park's so fun. Blink, blink, blink. Like, what? I'm confused. I'm confusion. Oh, so Faith Anderson, a former Action Park employee, said that Action Park was the chaos summer park with very little oversight, too much alcohol, whistleblowing, people screaming, motors running. I thought whistleblowing, you know, whistleblowing now in these days means like you're like calling somebody out and stuff. I think she just generally means like blowing a whistle.
Like a lifeguard blowing a whistle. Yeah. Yeah.
At people screaming, motors running, it was an energy, you know? You knew you were jumping into the fire pit. Wow. It was a vibe. Action Park was an amusement park and water park located in Vernon Township, New Jersey. We talked about that. It was originally opened to the public in 1978 by entrepreneur and former Wall Street trader Eugene Mulvihy.
Wall Street, not surprised. Yeah.
Wall Street, cocaine. They know this game. You know?
Yeah.
Wall Street, cocaine, you know? So, not surprising. So, a little about Gene. Gene started out as an ex-Marine with no money who capitalized on the stock market boom in the 70s. Gene was known as a boisterous theatrical figure likened to Donald Trump and P.T. Barnum. Mm-mm. Oh, Barnum and Bailey. Who, and Barnum and Bailey, like, that nigga was like, Tigers! Tigers? Y'all wanna fuck with tigers?
We'll call it a circus.
So, that energy is cocaine. So, who would blast a bugle through the office and pop champagne every time his firm, the Mayflower Securities, made a sale. So this nigga was lit. He was Wolf of Wall Street for real.
Yes, yes.
His best friend was Robert Brennan, who started off working under Gene and in 3 years became president of the company. So, okay, Robert, you was working hard. So Bob was a professional fraudster in his own right, right? And he had penny stocks. He was like the king of that, Wolf of Wall Street, and would become the man that Gene would turn to for endless supplies of money to fund his wild visions. Eventually, the Mayflower Securities was suspended by the SEC because, like, it was crime. Even though, like, the stock market is just gambling, it's also crime. Like, let's stop playing. Like, we all saw when Robin Hood, who claimed to be about Robin Hood, was partnering up with the hedge funds and being like, oh shit, GameStop and all this stuff. Like, we can't let this happen. We can't let the hedge funds take an L. Robin Hood, y'all name is Robin Hood. Y'all supposed to be for us, for the regulars. What happened? Weirdos. So the SEC was like, we got to pause y'all's trading because shit is getting weird. And then Gene was kicked off of Wall Street because obviously he was doing shady shit. Then he bought 2 ski resorts in Vernon, New Jersey. Great George and Vernon Valley, right? These resorts, along with a section of swampland across Route 94, would eventually become Action Park. I told y'all that shit was swamp. It was ghetto. I watched it and I was like, the water is green.
Yes, exactly. It had to be a swamp.
It's amoebas in there. Like, the fuck? Y'all, I'm not getting shooted into some amoeba water. I need chlorine. What's happening? The ghetto. No. So this is an outline of the park. So creating Action Park, Gene's philosophy was that amusement park visitors should be in control of their experience. Wow, that's chaotic. They should not.
We're not going to pay for staff. We're not going to pay for personnel. You, the customer,
wow,
are in
Jenny,
control.
Wow, you sussed that out so quick. That's really what it is. He said they're in control of their experience, a.k.a. we're not going to hire nobody to be in control of the experience. Jenny, you are a true scammer. You sussed that so fast. That's what it is. He was like, I ain't hiring extra people. Y'all figure it out when y'all come here. I ain't gonna pay nobody to guide you. Figure it out. Oh my God, I'm scared. So he envisioned a park where patrons manage the rides. What?
Wait. Okay, this is beyond what I was expecting. What? The patrons are managing the rides? Who? I'll choose a bored 14-year-old over just a random drunk patron any day.
Give me a bored 14-year-old. What is this? Go get them kids from Euphoria so they stop doing heroin. Why?
Put the children to work.
So the patrons manage the rides, including how fast and how high they went. What? Did y'all have insurance? Because y'all need insurance. Like, what? So he basically created an anarchist playground with no rules, staffed almost entirely by teenagers, and full of alcohol. This approach extended to how they went about creating rides. According to a former employee, they were designing ideas on the fly, seeing whatever worked. What?
Hey, let's throw Petey down the chute. Let's see if he flies. Hey, Petey, you gonna fly?
Can you imagine going to Six Flags and like, yeah, we got the Superman ride. We don't know what it's gonna do yet. We just try to see what the vibes are. Y'all get on there and tell us what you think. What? We gonna shoot y'all in the air and we just gonna see the vibes. Like, if you come down, where you come down. What?
I'll tell you what. Wall Street 80s people were lawless, okay?
And I love that for them. I honestly kind of am jealous to live in a time period where you could go to work high as fuck, drunk as hell. Like, keep your job? What? Yeah. I'm worried if I go to work late, like, let alone I would never go to work high. Like, what? I love this for y'all. I love the boomers. So Action Park consisted of 3 sections, Alpine Center, Water World, and Motor World, divided through the center by a highway, Route 94. Wow. Through the park, like, the park was, like, relatively small. It was considered the largest and perhaps the first water park of its kind in the world because, you know, it's the 70s. And it had 75 rides. And, child, some of those rides might have been you getting on a tractor and somebody named Jim Bob driving you through the woods. We don't know.
That's
we
one don't ride.
No. So, Gene was known to employ ride planners that were rejected by Six Flags or Disney. So he was... So Six Flags and Disney would reject people, and he'd probably be out front like, oh, your application didn't make it through? That's okay. Come on down. Come on down to Action Park, baby. We love criminals. And oh, we also love people who are not good at their job. So the Cannonball Loop is Action Park's most famous and infamous example of a ride built by people who had no idea what they were doing. It was a single rider water ride consisting of a long enclosed tube with a loop at the end. When trying it out, Uncle Gene, as he was known to park employees, I'm sorry, anytime I've met somebody and they told me to call them uncle, it was always sus.
Because they're always creepy. It's always creepy, uncle.
Right? And do I still know them? Do I still let... I'll be like, yeah, I'm your niece. Yes, but they're sus. They're very sus. So when trying it out, Uncle Gene had to stand at the end offering $100 bills in compensation to human test dummies.
No.
What? Many were very injured. Oh, no.
This is wild.
Gene, I don't fuck with you. This is terrible. But I do appreciate that you compensated people at the end.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Gene was like, all right, limp it off. And here's $100. Uncle Gene, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
so no. The Alpine Slide was responsible for the first death at Action Park. Oh, no. Oh, no. It was arguably the most dangerous in terms of sheer amount of injuries, reportedly 50 to 100 a day.
It's like a long tube that then turns back on itself like a roller coaster. Like it looks...
Oh, my God!
It looks like the end of a paperclip.
We
like
will post these all on Instagram. Are you... How is your body supposed to shoot in a loop, your body, a full circle... And then out. What?
Yeah, you go upside down in a circle and back down again.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, the cannonball loop.
Oh, my God.
This is the cannonball loop.
I understand why they outlawed Quaaludes, because this is a Quaalude invention. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Someone from Six Flags was rejected and said, you know what? We're going to shoot people, okay, through a bendy straw.
And
Six Flags
was like, bro, we said no bendy straw rides. People gonna die. And they were like, that's cool. We're going to Action Park and we're gonna make it. And some people will die. And if you limber enough, maybe you won't. What?
You want $100? Here you go. Try it out.
If you don't die, you get $100. What? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, that's terrible. Oh my God.
Yeah, the Alpine Slide looks like one of those, Hot Wheels racetracks where, yes, for sure, once you set the car going, it'll go off the ramp.
It's, you know what I mean? It's not going to make
it. Yeah, it's not going to make it.
You got to pray to Isaac P. Newton that you gonna make it out alive, because goddamn. Oh, Lord. So in 1980, Greg Larson Jr., a 19-year-old boy, was riding the slide when the brake on his cart failed. He flew up over the lip of the slide. His head hit on the rocks that Action Park had been ordered to remove weeks earlier. And he died after a week-long coma. So there was... Okay. So the slides were basically projectiling people. And then everybody was like, okay, well, they're going to projectile... I hate America. They're like, okay, so your slides are going to projectile. Can y'all just move these rocks? Because in the rocks, they're going to die. If they just projectile to the grass, they might be good with some broken bones. But, like, the rocks, they're going to die. Alpine was like, we ain't moving these rocks.
You can let your head split on them. It's fine.
And then this little baby died. Oh, no.
Here's my question, though. How many years was this in operation?
Bro, many years.
We gonna how are we going to let... How is New Jersey going to let this happen?
New Jersey, you know New Jersey's ratchet. Also, like, let's not act like deaths in America for a product are not a thing and that they That's won't true. Let that product keep going. Because I have a marketing degree, and I learned when I was doing, like, my classes about insurance and about pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical marketing that... There are pharmaceutical drugs that the FDA, everybody knows, will kill certain people when they take them. They know it. But it won't kill most people. It's just like how Johnson & Johnson had blood clots, but their blood clots are lower than the blood clots that happen for people with birth control. Birth control blood clot risk is higher than the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Mm-hmm. So they know there's a certain amount of the population that this drug, if they take it, it'll kill them. But it's cheaper to pay those families out when they sue than it is to fucking take the drug off the market.
Right.
So in America, they were like, Action Park, like, we know some people gonna die. It's like people die at Six Flags. People die at all the parks. But like, they're like, we know some people gonna die, but keep it cute. You know, like keep it like a minimal people of dying. So they let them run this shit for a while. Wow. So Gene, the guy who runs the scam, was like, he directed papers to report that Larson, the guy who was 19, who flew into the rocks. Oh, poor baby. I'm so sorry. Was an employee. And it was a night at the time of the incident, and it was raining. This was completely refuted by the family and is one of the most overt examples of the financial and political hold that Gene had over Vernon Township. A place like Vernon Township, he's making the most money in that place. They're not going to fight against him. Politics are trash. Like, plus, every politician you know is a fucking scammer, even the good ones. Like, they're scammers. So you need to hold the scammers, like, you know, accountable. Because, like, that's what politicians are. And we have to start holding them accountable, or we have to storm the whole shit. Like, why are we giving our money to the government and daddy government's, like, peacing out on us? Fuck that. So Gene lied and said that this poor 19-year-old baby, who just came to the park to have a good time, probably didn't even come on his own volition. His ratchet-ass parents probably brought him there and was like, we going to Vernon Park, and died. And then Gene lied and said, oh, he worked here, and he was doing that slide at night, and that's why he died. Lied in the about rain. His whole death. And oh, rain. Yeah, and in the rain.
Yeah.
He said, oh, he did that shit in a hurricane, and he was an employee, and we was about to fire him anyway because every day he was taking, like, 50-11 cigarette breaks. And, like, he lied on this guy. This was a baby who just went to the park for fun. This is fucked up. I don't fuck with you, Gene. I don't fuck with this scam.
You don't like Gene.
I'm sorry. It's fun. It's funny. But, like, you was killing people, and you was knowing you were killing people. Like, nah.
I feel like the best sign of a scammer or someone who loves to lie is that they overcompensate with the lie. It's like, mm-hmm. he only had to change one detail, but no, he needed to change three.
Jenny, I love you on this show because you are picking up all the vibes. You're picking up everything. You're right. The rain was extra. Like, unnecessary. Why had to be the rain? He was like, listen, he was an employee. He was out here at night after hours. Also, it was a hurricane. Also, that nigga loved coconut oil and he had it all over his body, so it made him very lubricated. Like, he just added extra shit. Like, what? I hate it here. So, the tidal wave pool is also responsible for several fatalities in the Action Park. God damn, everybody was out at this park. Y'all was still going? How you still going to a park where everybody dying? Okay, we'll post all these pictures. This is the tidal wave pool. Look at how many people are in this shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so big. Look at the waves. It is so big, you could barely get to anyone who's drowning in the middle.
Oh, no. If you had a lifeguard, like, how are they going to get out there and lifeguard?
Because it's one lifeguard for 200 people.
And the lifeguard was probably a 14-year-old that they had drunk. So he wasn't about to do shit. Like, what? And we're looking at a picture, and the waves of this wave pool are aggressive.
Yes.
This looks like the ocean. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So it was 100 feet by 250 feet, freshwater pool that generated large waves in depths that sometimes reached over people's heads. And we just saw that. The waves were aggressive for this pool. Yes. Like, what? This is like, bro, like, you can make a park in nature, but you can't just let nature. You gotta, like, build shit and be, like, what are you doing? You
gotta control the environment.
You can't let nobody build an Action Park on cocaine. What the hell? Oh, my God. So it required 12 on-duty lifeguards who constantly had to rescue people up to 30 a day during busy weekends. So these lifeguards were like, what's that fucking show from the 80s with the lifeguards with the red swimsuits? What was that called? Baywatch. Baywatch was Baywatching. They had to, like, lifeguards usually just have a little sunscreen on their nose and they'd be chilling and looking hot in the little deck. These niggas were working every day. They were rescuing up to 30 people a day. They were like, around, darting around, like, everybody gonna drown.
It was whack-a-mole. You're gonna miss a mole.
They were Baywatching. In 1982, George Lopez, drowned in a wave pool. 5 years later, 18-year-old Gregory Grand Champs drowned in the same pool. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, y'all. We try to keep the scams fun, but everybody dying in this one. I'm so sorry. It's a long time ago, but it's very sad. I'm so sorry. God damn. So within a week, George Lopez's death, like within a week of his death, a man died at the kayak experience, a mock whitewater rapids ride, after his kayak capsized and touched the exposed wires used to power the underwater fans, sending him into cardiac arrest. He died of shock. He got electrocuted. Oh my God.
They put exposed electrical wires underwater.
Underwater!
And caused a heart attack. See?
Oh my God.
This is too much. This is too much.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I'm so sorry. Lord, is it going in? Okay, it's going in soon. I'm looking at the notes because, like, guys, we do live improv. I just read the notes. I normally don't even read them beforehand. And obviously, you can tell today. And I'm terrified. Okay, we're on this journey together.
Yes.
Here we go. Insurance problems and Gene's hand in pockets. Wow. Oh, Gene is a bad man. Oh, God. We don't fuck with Gene. I just want y'all to know that Gene is a bad man. This is a scam that is not approved. We don't fuck with Gene. We hate Gene. He's a bad man. Obviously, no insurance company would insure the park. Duh, because he's killing everybody. Oh, no. So Gene did not believe in paying one. So he created his own fake company based in the Cayman Islands called London World Insurance. Now, I will tell you guys, and I've said this before, and my Cayman Islands congregation gets mad at me, but, like, I've been to the Caymans a billion times. And when I tell you, the Cayman Islands, like, their whole, like, most of their money is made from people hiding their money in banks. They don't give a fuck about tourists. Like, you go to Jamaica, you go to Hawaii, you go to, like, you know, Puerto Rico, you go to Haiti, like, they need tourists, they love tourists, right? You go to the Cayman Islands, they be like, why are you here, bitch? Ho, why is you here? Like, that's the vibe. It's, ho, why is you here? That's the vibe. They ain't gonna braid your hair. You don't take your white kids over there to try to get their hair braided with puka shells, because they're not doing it, okay? Like, they don't want you there. They're bothered. They're annoyed. Go away, you know? Because they have coin from everyone hiding their money there. I'm gonna have my money in the Cayman Islands at some point. Like, yeah. I love it there. So it's a great place to hide your money. Gene proceeded to use the company to launder money. So he made this fake company saying that it was this insurance company. He made an insurance company for himself. Then he used it to launder money.
Yep.
These crimes eventually lead to a large-scale investigation and a 110-count indictment. And, like, 110 seems low for Gene because, baby girl, Gene was out here killing everybody and their cousin.
Yeah.
And he's a bad man. Gene pleaded guilty on counts of fraud, theft, conspiracy, and was ordered to give up control of Action Park, which is partly on state land. Control? Shut the bitch down. Control? Nobody can run that park and make it good. They got a slide that's a literal straw where niggas gonna die immediately. What do you mean?
They're like, we're going to keep the park. You just can't have it anymore.
No!
See, this is what gets me. Yeah, this is what gets me is that the moment Gene finally got caught was because he started a financial firm.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught a man who was making the money weird. Before that, people were dying. Whole ass people were dying. And no one got caught.
Jenny, why are you the most perceptive person I've ever had on the show? This nigga was killing everybody.
But it was when he started
everybody. It was to the point where, like, I feel like you go to the park and they give you a body bag when you walk in, like, somebody gonna die. Here, have this. And nobody reported this shit and shut it down. But the second that the money got funny, they were like, oh, now we'll shut it down. This is fucked. We live in a fucked ass country. That's why we have to band together, y'all. Let's get money. Let's band together and get our fucking money and stop letting the government fucking play us. Like, come on now. Like, come on now.
Diva Lacey for president. Do I hear that? I'm hearing that.
I'm going to run for office one day because I'm a scammer. But also, I want to just do it because, like, I'll be rich at that point. And, like, I just want shit to be better for all of us. Like, what the fuck?
I get that. I'll vote for you.
And every politician who gets into politics, like, even if they're earnest in the beginning,
yeah,
they have to sell out. And then they sell you out.
And we these are someone who used that. I used to work in politics, so I can tell you how the sausage is made.
Wait, where did you work in politics? Wait, I need the tea real quick.
Well, I don't know. I was I worked for nonprofits for you know, sort of community organizations for.
So
a hot
you were
minute.
In real grassroots shit.
Yeah. And then I was working for the labor movement for a long time. I worked for the Service Employees International Union here in Southern California. And we represented about 85,000 public employees, LA city workers, LA county workers, all the aunties and uncles who run our public our public desks that we complain about. That's who I used to represent. And
yes.
And I did so much door knocking, working on campaigns, shaking the hands of, like, you know, elected officials.
Which is the real work.
Yeah, the elected officials that got their start, you know, and it's true. It's like the system itself is a scam. And so once you get into it, you got to, like, navigate that.
And, like, I'm so happy you're here, Jenny. Like I told y'all at the top that I scammed Jenny into being on this show because I love this bitch so much. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, she's hot. She's cool. She has the best background. But she's also just, like, a very good person and, like, aww, is out here. Like, seriously.
I'm trying to be
and
out
that's
here.
What I love. So, New Jersey. We're going back to... Y'all remember where we were?
Uncle Gene Dirty
about
Gene.
To get caught.
Dirty
Gene
Uncle
about to
Gene.
Get caught. Y'all remember? So, New Jersey basically became fed up with Gene. And they sold the land. Thank God. Because everyone's dying on the land. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So, Bob Brennan, Gene's financial partner, said in response... This is a quote. Excellence has always succeeded. When you have an excellent facility run by extraordinary people, you're able to bring out the fans and the facility does well. This is his partner who didn't go to jail. What is he? I guess he's just trying to, like, big him up. So Gene was otherwise able to get away with the sheer extreme amount of danger that the park offered by having friends in high places. Duh, we knew that. Mm-hmm. Action Park suffered virtually no fines or citations. So his business entity stayed intact when he was, like, fine, when he was, like, pleading guilty to shit. This is wild. One of these friends included future twice impeached president Donald Trump. Not surprising. Donald Trump is friends with every bad person. Like, every bad person who comes up, he's like, that's my friend. He's like, Jeffrey Epstein, a great guy. Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, great woman. Anyway, so Donald Trump is one of these friends, right? And he came close to being an investor, but upon visiting the park, found it too wild for him. Your shit is too wild for Donald Trump? The ultimate criminal? The ultimate fuck-ass nigga who killed us because he hid the coronavirus from us when he knew in January? The ultimate horrible fucking cartoon villain said that your park was too bad? God damn. Your park
Uncle Gene.
Bad.
Wow, Uncle Gene.
Gene. Gene. You was doing some wild ass shit. If Donald Trump, that's like the devil showing up and being like, there's too much sinning for me. What?
No, thank you.
He was like, it's hotter in here than hell. Like, what? The devil showed up and said, no. Nah, bruh. G, you an evil-ass nigga. Wow. We don't fuck with you. We don't fuck with you. So in 1995, Bob Brennan was finally caught by the SEC after years of committing fraud. So Bob Brennan was a partner of Gene, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he got away, right? Gene was getting
initially
sanctioned. He had 110 counts. He was getting, the law was pulling up like, the law is here. We want our things. But Bob was, like, chilling, right? That was his partner. So Bob Brennan was finally caught by the SEC after years of committing fraud. He was ultimately sentenced to 10 years in prison for bankruptcy, fraud, and money laundering. That meant that Gene's endless money supply stopped because Bob was the coins. Bob was giving him the coins, remember? So through Action Park, they basically were able to escape fines because Action Park did not face any serious fines. It did face a number of legal trials from victims of injuries in 1996. After years of mounting settlement costs, decreased attendance, and the shut off of the cash hose, Action Park closed its gates for the last time. So the city, the government, no one closed Action Park. It was literally because people were suing, and then I'm so sad at Americans for taking so long to realize that the shit was dangerous. But eventually people were like, Y'all, it said 30 people died today, and we was gonna go to Extra Park if it was like just 10 people who died, but it's 30 today. We should probably just wait because it's like too much people dying today. Like, what?
Let's just pop open a fire hydrant.
Yeah, and dance out in the street. Like, the fuck? I'm sorry, but if I go anywhere and people dying a lot, like, I'm not going in there. I don't want to risk it. I'm not lucky like that. My mom told me at an early age, she was like, and she's always been right. She was like, all the bad things will happen to you. So don't put yourself at risk.
No, Diva Lacey, don't put that in your head.
No, she's right. She was right. And she was right to tell me that because anytime I do some risky shit, my risky ass hoe friends are fine. And I end up with the worst situation ever. And like, even like casual shit. I went and got a massage with my bestie, Laura. And I talked about this last week. And so I'm not gonna get into it. But like, her massage was, she scheduled it with her assistant. She had never been to this place before, so it's not on her. But like, her massage was deep tissue, perfect for an hour. My massage, if you listen to the last episode, was wacky as fuck, insane and horrible, and ended short. And like, it's just, I like, chaos is attracted to me. And my mom knew that from birth. She pulled me out of her coochie, and she's right. So she was like, don't put yourself in no risky ass situations, bitch, because the bad things will happen to you. Like, and she's right. The bad things have always happened to me in my life. So when it's a risky choice, I'm like, y'all go do that. I'm gonna stay at home because the bad things happen to me. Like,
wow.
No, she's right. My mom's clairvoyant. She didn't say it as a mean thing. She just knew me and knew my vibes. Like, chaos is attracted to me.
Wow.
So it's over for me. And that's fine. And I accept it. I welcome it. And like, it brings me peace. Cause then I'd be sitting at home like, the bad things aren't happening to me.
Yeah, that's good.
But guys, we're going to take a quick break for some more non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show where I have to let Jenny go.
Robbery and fraud!
And we're back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. This is the saddest part of the show. I have to let my beautiful icon go with like the best bayang I've ever seen. Like, your bayang? The bayang is so good. Like, you're so hot. I can't
Jenny
take
Yang
it.
Bangs. Jenny Yang bangs. Don't look that
Jenny
hashtag
Yang
up.
Jenny bangs, honey. I can't take it. Like, literally. So, scammer of the week. So, sturgeon is a common name. I'm just saying this out here for you guys. It's like 27 species of fish. I'm just saying that on top because so you guys know. Thank you, Kaylin. And that'll make sense in a moment. So, Wisconsin senior fisheries biologist Ryan Koenigs is accused of taking part in a ring of fish egg theft that saw eggs marketed for fertility research instead of funneled for caviar production. Wow, that is the richest sentence that I've read in a very long time. What? Fish egg theft that was supposed to be for caviar. Y'all remember that Instagram video where Rihanna was on a boat and they pulled up a fish and then they pulled the eggs out of the fish and then Rihanna ate the eggs out the fish? Like, she had caviar out of a fish.
I did not see that.
And then they put the fish back and the fish swam away. But, like, she just ate. She was like, hey, fish, I'm going to have your pussy eggs because I'm Rihanna. And she ate the fish eggs and then they threw the fish back in the ocean. That's the freshest caviar moment I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I need to hunt this clip down.
It's iconic. So, Koenig, along with other Department of Natural Research DNR employees, allegedly collected eggs from a sturgeon that appears in the name of the research. So basically, he was supposed to be doing research and he was like, oh, I'm a marine biologist, which is what every person in fourth grade wanted to be. When I was in fourth grade, I wanted to be a marine biologist. I ain't know shit about fish, but I don't know why. We all just wanted to be marine biologists. And I was like, fish smell bad. I went to SeaWorld and I was like, that's stanky. I don't want to do this. This is the ghetto. Like, we all wanted to do it when we were in fourth grade. So he was working at his official science job and was like, I'm gonna steal these eggs, basically. Okay, cool. So the eggs were processed and then the caviar was shared among DNR employees as a kickback. Sturgeon caviar can cost hundreds of dollars per ounce. So this is like expensive caviar for this fish. And he's like, oh, I'm stealing it. I'm giving it to my homies. Like, I'm like selling it.
This was supposed to be for science. But he's like, no, we're going to eat this because we're trying to be fancy fucks.
Right. He was like, this is for science, but I'm putting it on Poshmark. Like, what? What? So supposedly all the caviar was kept for personal consumption and was never actually sold by any employees. They were known to openly eat jars of it at meetings. I don't know. I feel like Koenig was selling this cat. He was like, the girls want the, he was like probably selling it to like yachts. And like, cause you know, there's so many like, you like off Below Deck and all those shows. There's so many like private yachts that go out and basically are carnival cruises, but for just you and your homies that cost like $60,000 to $100,000. And he was probably like, I'll sell y'all this sturgeon, you know, caviar for cheap, cheap. Cause I'm doing it for research.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm Dr. Fauci for caviar.
I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he didn't actually sell it. He said he didn't.
Which I'm not that mad at this, because like, if Dr. Fauci was giving out the vaccine to his homegirls and whoever he was fucking, I would be like, that's cool. Like, you work very hard, Fauci. Give him that Fauci ouchie. Let him have it. Put it in their arms, honey. Like, I wouldn't be mad at that. If he was like, oh, girl, come home with me tonight. I got that vaccine. I'd be like, oh, yes, honey. You got his pussy for some vaccine. Are you kidding me? Like, yes. So Koenig is accused of accepting about $20,000 worth of caviar himself by way of bartering, right? Which is illegal. Supposedly, all the caviar was kept for personal consumption. We talked about that. I don't think it was. So it's unclear why thousands of dollars worth of caviar were being handed out. They weren't being handed out. Did y'all go to Koenig's Venmo? Did y'all go to his Cash App? Did y'all go to his Zelle? Did y'all go to his PayPal? Koenig was getting coins for this caviar. I love caviar. He was definitely getting a coin. He was putting that shit on a cracker and giving it to the girls, okay?
Yes.
And I'm proud of him.
It's delicious.
So Koenig faces up to 9 months in prison and $10,000 in fines if he's convicted of a single misdemeanor count of obstructing conservation. Wow. And the investigation regarding the other criminal actions is ongoing. Okay, look, everything made up. Stay woke. White people said weed was bad and then incarcerated all the black and brown people for weed. And now white people got weed Apple stores. It's called MedMen. And white people make the laws up and they're demons sometimes. I'm sorry. I love white people. I love my white fans. I love y'all. But y'all know. That your ancestors, your uncle, your old uncle who be at Thanksgiving, who tell them racist jokes, y'all know y'all be fucking up. So, like, all these laws are fake. And, like, I'm sorry, but sending someone to jail for 9 months for caviar, for fish in the ocean, bitch, are you fucking kidding me? For fish in the ocean, bitch? What?
I'm not clear. Are you saying that's too much or too little?
Too much. For fish in the ocean, bitch? Are you kidding me? So y'all decided we could eat cow? But if a girl wants to sell some caviar, yeah, okay, he was supposed to be a marine biologist. Okay. But fish in the ocean, bitch? Like, 9 months in prison? Give that nigga community service where he gotta, you know, pick up all the plastic straws from that one turtle. That one turtle ruined my life. That one turtle, you know what I'm talking about? The turtle that had the plastic straw in his face. Yes, and then they were like, we can't use plastic straws no more.
Yes.
That turtle ruined my life.
Oh, I love plastic straws. You can't get it out of your head. Oh.
I'm doing it for the turtle. I'm sucking on soft ass limp paper straws for that turtle, but I hate it here. All right, we've reached the end of the show. Jenny, you let me ramble so much.
Lacey, I love it. I love it. I love getting inside of your head.
I feel like I got voyeured by you today. Normally, I'm like pushing my guests to talk so much, and I feel like you voyeured me so much today.
No, I feel the fire. I want it. The people want it. You gave it to us.
Where do you want to be found? That's what we ask.
Well, you can always go to jennyyang.tv for the latest. That's my website. But I'm always online at Twitter and Instagram at jennyyangtv. You know, like you said at the top, I love sharing, you know, pop culture moments, niche moments that delight me. You know, recently, do you know Shen Yun?
Yeah.
Shen Yun is that like the posters you always see around town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are a Chinese dance group. Apparently they sued. Sent a cease and desist letter to a Asian American drag troupe in San Francisco because they used the name for like a show.
I thought that Shen Yun was like just like local girls, because I always see their flyers And I thought they were just chill. They're suing people?
They sent a cease and desist for a drag show to be like, don't use our name. That's theme for Star Wars. It was called Shen Yun Strikes Back, an online drag. It was hilarious. Shen Yun is done by the Falun Gong, which is a cult, and they're notoriously homophobic and weird. And it's hilarious to me that I would not have known about this drag show if it wasn't for Shen Yun sending a cease and desist letter. Thank you for the publicity. I'm going to watch the show. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Right. I'm going to give my coins to the show, bitch. Also, like, if you just want to stay young, like, Jenny Yang has, like, she's just, like, such a young hoe, and she has, like, the young vibes. And, like, follow her on all platforms. Jenny Yang TV, Jenny Yang. What's your Instagram?
Jenny Yang TV, Instagram,
Jenny Yang TV
and
on all platforms. We're the same. All mine are Diva Lazy. So, like, follow her on all platforms if you just want to stay in touch with, like, what's hot and popping, and, like, follow her. Like, it's just, like, I literally look at your shit. I DM'd you this week, and I was like, you're giving me life. Like, I was like, yes. So, guys, as always, you can follow me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. If you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired, because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Congregation. Get that merch. DM me. Post it. Tag me. And I'll repost your merch. And congregation, stay scheming. Scam Goddess! This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!